Out with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. Did you get a gander at what they have on special today, Mike?
I did, but because of my short-term memory issues.
You would have remembered this, so you didn't read it.
I did. I read the menu board every day.
The one outside?
Yeah. What am I missing?
You know what? I don't know if it was on the one outside.
Oh, that's the
Maybe
one.
Maybe it was.
I looked at the sandwich
jalapeno
board.
Jalapeno popper grilled cheese sandwich?
Didn't see that.
I didn't think
All
you
right,
did.
I'm out of here.
Because I know you would have seen that.
I would totally
You would have remembered that.
I had grilled cheese for dinner last night. Now I have to get back to not eating like a bachelor because Barbara is returning tonight. So now I have to eat stuff that, you know, she would approve of, which you know, as a type 1 diabetic, grilled cheese is not exactly on the top 5 list. That sounds really
Doesn't
good.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Whose idea was
Jalapeno
that?
Jalapeno popper grilled cheese sandwich. Mm. Brittany's.
See, I don't know if I'll have room for that after all this food here from Francistown Village Foods. Plus, we're going to be sampling the McDonald's lobster roll.
Lobster roll. Stay tuned for
like
that at 1:20.
Yeah. So here are Jason and Michael joining us today in a business that I had no familiarity with. I'll totally admit that. I typically don't shop in the prepared food section of the store, although I do occasionally. But just speaking with these guys and looking at the way they do business with a lot of local ingredients and wide distribution, I need to become more familiar, and so do you out there today. So, guys, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I just picture this being a little friendly country store in Francistown where I'd go in and get a hoagie or some sandwich. And that's what this was about, but I couldn't be more wrong.
Well, frankly, it was that. It was that for a number of years until about 2 years ago when we moved to Milford. Jason started the Francistown Village store, or you owned it. Oop, sorry about that.
nice and close.
Right.
Yeah, so did you envision, Jason, that you would eventually be into all these regional supermarkets? And can we mention who you're going to be with also?
Oh, absolutely. Did I envision it? No. I don't think anyone, you know, with something says,
I mean, you're gonna be
I'm going to make frozen food. You know, it's kind of an odd thing. It was fairly organic, you know, the process. I own the store in Francistown. It's a 200-year-old store. And people wanted to come in. They asked us for, you know, meals they could take home. And just because of our location, we really couldn't do it fresh. So we had to freeze the product so we didn't have a lot of waste. And really one thing led to another. And stores surrounding us wanted to carry our product. They got a little bigger. It was still just a category that we kind of did out of the store like you would anything else. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, about 5 years ago, Michael came into the picture, and we really started running it as a real business, and changed the model entirely.
So it started as like in the deli of the general store.
Absolutely,
that's how it started.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what types of foods do you offer? Like, because I know when I went to the website, I mean, it looks
a lot.
Really, really good. It looks delicious.
We have a wide breadth of products, Mike.
Yeah, there's anything from different casseroles. Shepherd's pie, lasagna. We do a variation of shepherd's pie, which is we call our village pie, done with braised lamb and roasted parsnips and carrots. And you know, like I said, there's three different kinds of lasagna.
Isn't lamb
there's,
like the original way to make shepherd's
that
pie?
That is. I mean, and if you think about the name, it's shepherd's pie. You know, they herd the sheep. I mean, that was kind of their protein source, if you would. So yeah, and then the Americanized version people are very comfortable with and familiar with. So we certainly wanted to offer that as well. And then we got into the burritos. They did our own take on it. I wouldn't say that it's a traditional style burrito. It's a Francistown Village food style burrito, and it's very good. And 15 full ounces for under $6 at most locations, and it's the quality you would expect if you were to go to a restaurant. And without question. I mean, we use the Maria and Ricardo's tortillas, handmade in Massachusetts.
Those looked really good,
and they
too.
Are the best tortillas. So I like the idea of offering something new to frozen. There's a stigma, as we all know, attached to frozen prepared food, high salt, highly processed, over-manufactured. We do this by hand and offer something different in that category. And so that's what we've been seeing in mind.
Yeah, I noticed in the shepherd's pie, just 240 calories per serving. Now, there's two servings per, you know, container.
Yeah.
But even if I'm going with 500 calories, you know, that's a lot lower than I would have expected for that type of, you know, protein and potatoes and everything else.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about, you know, a 2,000 calorie diet, which I know my diet's probably more like 4,000 calories.
Well, mine was too yesterday, you know? Thanks to the potato chip incident.
But, you know, it's like we try to keep it around one third of that. So it's a meal. It's one third of that caloric intake or, you know, salt intake or fat intake for the day. It's well-rounded, and that's my job, is to formulate these things so that they make sense for the consumer.
So what is your background in the world of food? I know that you've got a lot of experience. How does it all kind of circle around and work for this application?
Well, I got into food when I was about 14 years old as my first job as a dishwasher, and then kind of worked at various restaurants. I came to start working at Pearl Restaurant when I was 20. As a prep cook and dishwasher, and shortly thereafter, I worked my way through the ranks and I became executive chef. I did that for about 5 years, and I had enough of the restaurant business. I had two kids, and it was consuming too much of my time. I needed to do something that would allow me some more home time. So I started working with Jason. We didn't really know we were going to do a frozen food company necessarily, but we knew we were going to do something. The hours were better, and one thing led to another, and then we started this company.
And for those of you just tuning in, we are talking with Jason and Michael of Francistown Village Foods. You can check them out on the web at ftvfoods.com.
That's right.
And listeners, try and go to their website and check out the different kinds of products. I mean, shiitake and roasted tomato casserole. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, that was, we always called it our adult mac and cheese, you know. And I love roasted shiitake mushrooms, and it worked out with the roasted tomatoes. And we use a brie cheese sauce that we make, and it's wonderful. And I want to expand on some of those casserole macaroni and cheese.
Well, macaroni and cheese is big.
It is big. It's
I mean, just at the diner alone, we serve I don't know how many different kinds, you know? So
yeah,
it's definitely big. People like their mac and cheese.
Yes, they do.
So, Jason, so what is your background with this? I mean, before the store, had you ever thought that you'd be in the food business or?
No.
I love these guests with one-word answers. Next question.
No, my background was in management, and I did that for quite a while until I kind of dropped out of the corporate gig, and my wife and I decided to buy a little general store in the middle of nowhere, and just one thing led to another, and like I said, no one ever thinks, you know, I'm going to start a frozen food company. But, you know, we wear so many hats, it's difficult to imagine anyone being able to take what they've done in the past and have that to be enough to cover what we're doing. We're still a tiny little company.
Right.
We have 15 people, just now 15, and a lot of those people are part-time. However, when you walk into a Shaw's or Star Market or Hannaford's, we have a full door of frozen food. We're next to, like,
that's,
you know,
very impressive.
Next to the big boys, huh?
Yeah, we're next to Stouffer's. You know, Stouffer's has a full door. We have a full door. Stouffer's has 185,000 employees.
We have 15.
Yeah. You know, so we're wearing a lot of hats, and it's. I think we have about 34 different items that we offer right now. So not just the style of food, but also what we're offering is we offer like family size meals. We offer individual meals. We now came out with an even smaller, like a 10-ounce kind of a lunch grab and go portion. We have burritos. So we're really it's a wide spectrum of what we're doing. And obviously, Michael and I, we're the marketing department, and we're the graphics department, and we're everything. And so the learning curve, well, it's just a straight line, straight up, you know? So every day, it's exciting to be able to build this while the whole time keeping our eye on focusing locally and making sure all of this really stands out and it comes through in the food.
Yeah, and I think to that point, when you look at our history and our relationship and how it kind of came together Jason's wife, Jennifer, who's not here with us today in the office, she did a lot of distribution for many years. It had to do with it was wood, right? I mean, she was moving lumber, frankly. Now, there's a lot of parallels, obviously. We're moving a product. So, I mean, that kind of came into play for sure. Jason's background in business management and sales, building these relationships with these kind of supermarket chains, and then also my background of cooking and process. Now, we do have to wear many different hats, and we didn't realize how big of an industry making frozen food was. If I knew, I probably wouldn't have jumped with both feet into this. But it's been a great ride. But certainly, we had some great tools and resources before we got started, and that toolbox has grown quite a bit since.
You know, I would love to hear them at the Harvard Business School kind of pick apart how you've grown, because, you know, they teach you to have a business plan and go to the bank and have everything all mapped out, and then you fail.
Oh, is that exactly?
So instead, what you guys did was you just kind of let it evolve. Yeah, that's the perfect word.
Evolved. That's it.
Absolutely. It evolved, and I think you said, Jason, organically, and those two words, you know, you just kind of went with it, and it. I guess the danger always is that you can go a little bit too fast, too far, and then outgrow, and quality suffers.
Absolutely.
So now that you will have a test run at Walmart, with all the possibilities that creates, it might be more than 15 people before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
It may be, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many people, because you mentioned everybody's wearing more than one hat, how many people would really make it comfortable so that you guys didn't have to wear so many hats?
Well, I think in my mind, it kind of goes to how big we swell the company. Right now, for me personally, I like to have a multifaceted job. You know, I think we want to grow it to about 50 employees. I think that's about, and that very well may change, you know. But right now, I think that's kind of where we're headed, is 50 employees. And, you know, it's plenty of people on the road, plenty of people in the office.
All right, so what happens? This happened with Smart Food and Frito-Lay. You get it up to 50, sales are amazing, and Stouffer's comes to you and says, we'll give you $50 million for the company. You out of here?
Well, you know, that is a hard question to answer right
because
now.
Because those things happen.
Sure does. Absolutely.
Sure does.
I don't know. We talk about that all the time.
I think Jason says yes.
You know? I think Jason says yes. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Would I want to keep a hand in it in some way? Probably.
Well, they'd be stupid not to keep you as a consultant.
Well, of course.
Right,
both
exactly.
Of you. But no, this is our baby. You know what I mean? You know, are we going to walk away from it? No. You know, and it hasn't been terribly easy. Mike and I say constantly, our success is we're too stupid to quit. You know? And so we just keep plowing through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, to walk away from it, no. I think I always want to have a hand in it. And I don't think I want it so big that we're going to lose the focus and direction of what really the company's about. I mean, a lot of it's about the food, but a lot of it's about our business model and how we approach business and focusing on local and making sure we're doing things correctly.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of been swimming upstream the whole time. As you can notice, we have our packaging is very small. Our portion sizes are very large. We do everything by hand. Nothing is automated. We buy the most, you know, the freshest, most expensive ingredients we can. We do absolutely the opposite of every other frozen manufacturer.
Yep. And that's why it's working.
And we're a tiny, tiny little fish in a gigantic pond. And if we stepped in line, we would just disappear, and there would be really no reason to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, Mike and I, we've always had our eye on that. It's the business model, and be true to that. And because I think we've been true to what we're doing, even though it doesn't always make sense or work every time, it pays off. And you know, everyone who goes out and buys our food, it comes through in the food.
Yeah.
And it really, we have an incredibly strong following. And I think we're going to just build on that. But I think it's going to be expanding what we're doing, not jumping to that next level where everything is automated and we just turn into a factory and the whole backstory just goes away.
Right.
Listen to Jason here, the one that was so afraid to come on the radio. Listen to him.
I knew it was an act. Well, you know, we've had these guys on. It's been a great story for almost 15 minutes, and they haven't had a fight yet. So we're going to take a commercial break and see if I can goad them into going at it on the air. And then we'll finish up because there's a lot more to talk about.
There is. And you know what? When we do come back, I want to get Jason and Michael's reaction to when you saw that full door at the...
Oh, absolutely.
Store. I want to talk about that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, everybody. Food for Thought on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL, with Kara Lawrence and Mike Moore. In studio guest for another few moments from Francistown Village Foods, Jason Martell and Michael Webb. They are co-owners. And before we move on to a few more moments of talking about your company, you guys did mention, Jason, that you actually submitted a flavor suggestion for the Do Us a Flavor potato chip competition that Lay's has. The ultimate prize would be $1 million. They have the final four. All four of these versions will be on supermarket stores in about a week or so. Southern Biscuits and Gravy, New York Reuben, Kettle Cooked Greektown Gyro, and... West Coast Wavy Truffle Fries. So, Jason Martell, your suggestion was?
Well, I'm not going to win the $1 million. I did fish and chips. Right?
Fish and chips.
That makes sense.
So would it have a vinegar component to it, or what was...
Yeah, it was like a malt vinegar, so like a traditional fish and chips, you know? It made sense. Potatoes, chips. My wife, shepherd's pie. Again, potato. See, that makes sense. That's how we knew it's rigged, because those are really, really good suggestions. But
well,
they
are. Here's the problem, though.
I like the shepherd's pie.
The fish and chips problem is that there's already vinegar chips out there, and they probably saw that as being redundant, as good as the idea is.
Right.
So you would have to put a little something else in there, maybe cod flavored. I don't know.
Fish sauce? You could use a little Thai fish sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Tartar? I don't know. Yeah. But so... Can you imagine, though, winning something like that?
We were imagining
no.
it.
Yeah, we were actually. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Mike, our idea was so good, we assumed it was a given. We were just waiting for the check.
So
that didn't happen.
Mike, you didn't share what your idea was.
Mine was sweet chili and lime.
Ooh.
Which
nice Southwestern feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously, they scoffed at that idea.
They scoffed, huh? Well, there's always next year, guys.
Always next year.
Anyway, back to Village, Francistown Village Foods.
All right, so... Now, obviously, from the time that from the time that you started in the general store, up until the time that you were full door in the grocery store, how long was that time frame? About
From the time Michael came on board until we were in our first account was in Shaw's it was a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a long time.
It's impressive.
That yeah, it wasn't a long time.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you walk into Shaw's.
Yeah.
And did you know you had a full door?
Okay, oh, yeah,
so
absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But for the first time, how was that feeling? Like turning the corner and coming down the aisle and...
Pretty cool. At the time, we had 6 employees.
So we
did this with 6 employees. It's pretty neat, you know? It's a lot of pride.
Did you take a picture of it?
Oh yeah,
that's all I have in my phone. Yeah, you know, I have 400 pictures of frozen food in my phone.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It's neat though because you know you look at this door and you're thinking, wow, you know, Donnie Abbott, who lives in Francistown, raises cows for us. His cows are in there, and you know, Amherst Label, they made labels for us. They're in there.
They're great people.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's working with all these people and all of this coming together. And there it is, you know. And although it's a huge undertaking, it was remarkable how few people we could get this to get it off the ground. And people responded very, very quickly. And so now it's just on our behalf. It's making sure that we're true to what we started out doing and making sure we can make the best food we can and continue to offer new things to our, you know, to the consumer. And like you said, you know, it's managing our growth. It's expanding. It's getting that market share, but really making sure that you know the company comes first, and we need to make sure that it's healthy and that we can move forward.
All right. So how do you pitch? How do you walk in? You knock on the door. You got a suitcase full of samples. You know how does it go when you're in with Shaw's and the buyer or whoever it is that makes those decisions?
they might be listening. I don't want to tell my secrets. No. you know, it was a lot easier than you may think because we are so unique to this category. Many times, you know, a frozen food vendor will go in and go, oh, I have a new fish stick. I have a new, right. you know, frozen potato. Well, they had nothing to compare us to. Right. We're kind of walking the talk. And as soon as they brought it in, they realized, wow, this is wholly unique to that category. And it gives that consumer an entirely new reason to walk down the aisle to go, wow, really handmade, locally sourced frozen foods? So it's real food. It just happens to be the convenience of frozen. Yep. And then once you're in an account and it's doing really well, well, everyone else wants you.
Exactly.
You walk down the street and go, hey, these guys are doing really well. And so then they, you know, and it just grows on itself. But we really, we're so unique as a category that it was easier than you would think.
And, you know, I am holding one of these Village Foods burritos, the barbecue pulled pork with rice and beans. And I will tell you, it is hefty.
It is substantial.
You could do weight workouts with it, right?
No, but really, I mean, this is some burrito.
Packaging is stunning, by the way.
I think it really stands out. It stands out. I love the little quote here, the closest thing to fresh that's frozen. I love that. It looks really, really good.
So one of the things about the packaging that you mentioned was I went to school. One of my old schoolmates from elementary school, we graduated high school together. We hadn't talked in 5 or so years. He came back to the area. It turns out he was a graphics designer, and he did the artwork for us.
And probably for pennies on the dollar, right?
Because you
didn't have anything.
We didn't have any. There's no possible way to outsource that would have been ridiculous.
Stupid money.
But yeah, and he did a great job.
Awesome.
I'm so proud of it.
It's beautiful. It really is. I mean, because marketing is my thing, and I love it. It really catches your eye, and it looks really, really good. Mike, did you catch this one? This is right up yours and mine, Allie.
What is it?
Hot sausage mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Does that sound crazy or what?
Well, you know, I'm a
crazy big, good, I mean.
Oh, it does, because I'm a big mac and cheese guy. I make my own at home, sometimes 5 cheeses. I mean, I really, really get into it. And I'm just careful as to what I put in it, you know. I can't afford to put lobster in it all the time, and I might try. I did actually put apples in one and topped it with a crumb topping, and it actually won a competition. But that one, you know, worked. So I am very much intrigued by that. I'm hoping there's a sample of that in
the goodies you brought today.
I don't think so. What kind of cheese are you using in your mac and cheese?
We use a blend of cheddar, Monterey Jack, and then we use like a golden velvet kind of melty
kind of
cheese to smooth it out.
Yeah, because mac and cheese just dries out after a while if you don't have that kind of aspect into it.
Right. And that was actually very difficult to dial in because once you freeze a product, then you have to defrost that and then recook it for it not to be some dry or staunchy or overcooked. Mm. I mean, and that was where a lot of the time went in. Because they really do come out. It is creamy, and it is like you just made it.
And that's regardless of whether it's a mac and cheese or lasagnas. Or anything, it turns out you don't just cook food and freeze it. You know what I mean? Big surprise, you know, big shocker. It was 2 years. It was Michael spending 2 years figuring out
how do we
produce this food. So once it goes through the frozen process and then it's brought back to temperature, that's when it's finished.
Exactly.
So the pasta's al dente, and it's a real food that you just made, and it isn't just cooking it to no end and then freezing it solid.
And every relative known to man, I'm sure, was helping you in the research on that, right? Getting opinions.
No.
No?
I mean, frankly, what we did with the store actually was our customers.
Okay.
So we would sell them at the Francistown store and ask, please give us honest feedback. Don't hurt my feelings. You know, tell me if you don't like it and why. It's important to get that kind of feedback.
Exactly. That's great feedback. Yeah. I mean, what a perfect way to start.
Absolutely.
And evolve from there, really. I mean,
absolutely.
And the different flavors. I mean, there's so many different, sausage lasagna, corn and sweet potato burrito. And And real quickly, because we only have a few seconds, where can people find Francistown Village Foods?
Product is, we just got into Market Basket in Bedford location in Londonderry.
That's mine.
Congratulations.
I live less than a mile
there you
away.
Go. We're in Shaw's, Star Market, Hannaford's, and then AG New England, so little like independent stores.
Yeah, I know that.
Throughout New England.
That's awesome.
In about a month, Walmart. Yeah, that'll
exciting.
Probably just be in Amherst, New Hampshire to start.
And so listeners, get on out. Francistown Village Foods, you got to check them out. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys were great.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
we're
guys.
At the top of the hour, and when we come back, we will be joined with one of our favorite guests, Donna from Delaware. Stay tuned.